This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Mesut Ozil is in here. Beautiful goal. Walcott! What a goal! It's been flicked in by Alexis Sanchez. A quality goal from the Gunners.
Hello and welcome to the third Arsenal Weekly Podcast of the summer. I'm your host, Russell Hargreaves. Today we'll hear from Miami Dolphins running back and huge gooner, Jay Ajayi, but we'll kick off with an extended interview with Hector Bellerin. Hector Bellerin finished the season in fine form after a bit of an up-and-down campaign at times. Here is the young Spaniard chatting to Arsenal media about growing up over the past 12 months.
It's been 2.5 years in the first team now. So obviously the first season was just about, you know, trying to get as many games as you can, you know, just literally enjoying showing everyone what you can do. Last season was about cementing myself in the first team squad, and I'm glad that the boss gave me the chance to do that. And then this season is about just making sure that I can hold my spot. You know, it's been a tough season for the club and for me personally as well. You know, I've been through a few injuries, and you know, changing the system also hasn't favoured me in the last few games. So, you know, but obviously that is football. You know, nothing really comes easy. We need to adapt to every single situation, and you know, I feel like I've grown up a lot since the first time that I stepped on the pitch.
Have you changed a lot as a person as well in that 2.5 years, you reckon?
Yeah, I think it's everything what goes on the pitch is kind of like very similar to what goes on behind it. You know, I've grown up as a person during these 2.5 years. Loads of situations have happened in my life, you know, so I've grown up a lot, and I feel more like I'm not that kid anymore. You know, I've grown up in so many ways, and I consider myself a man, and now ready to play first in football any time of the day.
Now, I've talked to Ox about this and other guys that have kind of grown up here to a degree. And the one thing they always say is about how the expectations change, and that's probably one of the biggest things you have to deal with. Can you elaborate on that? Is that true from your point of view also?
Yeah, I think at the beginning when you start playing, people don't really know what you're about, you know. It's people, they just see you as a young kid, exciting to watch, because everyone wants to see people coming through, you know, same with Alexi Iwobi and with all the players that, you know, with Jeff now and all that stuff. And then once people see what you're capable of, they expect you to do it week in, week out, you know. And obviously, as a fan, that's what you want. But you know, it's a bit tougher than that. And you know, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot, as we say, expectations. And you know, you need to try and be at the first level for as long as you can, you know. And sometimes seasons, you know, results don't go your way, and that puts your confidence down, and you know, you need to try and get up and start again. Injuries, there's so many things, a lot of uncertainties, you know, that sometimes don't help, but you know, it's all about try and be high for as much as you can, and then, you know, in the lows, just trying to get out of them as quick as you can.
And how do you do that? How do you get out of those moments? Because like you said, you've been injured, you've been out of the side now.
For me, it's been hard, you know, because I hadn't had a serious injury like this one before. I've always had, you know, niggles here and there, but never something important. And for me, you know, to miss so much part of the season where, like the season before, I was playing like almost every game and, you know, I'm not used to be on the sidelines. For me, it was kind of hard psychologically because it was a new situation, and you know, you see your teammates play just in the stands, and there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do to help, and you know, it's a difficult situation, and I cannot even imagine, you know, when players get injuries for like 9-10 months, and you know, it's hard, but it's part of football and you need to know how to deal with it. For me, it was something pretty new, and it has been hard for me to overtake. And, you know, even like sometimes when you recover from the pain, it's still like a bit in your head, you know. Is it like, oh, is it going to hurt if I do this? Is it going to hurt if I do that? So it's going past through that stage, and, you know, you need to learn how to deal with those situations to make sure you're at your best all the time.
How about the expectations as well? Because I'm betting that there's... your expectations in yourself increase, probably the managers increase, the fans, the media, it all comes up at once. Do you feel that? Is there a sense of pressure, or is the sense of there's a challenge, I've got to live up to that?
Like, I mean, to start off, we're Arsenal Football Club, you know, so we're a team that we're supposed to be at the top in every single competition. So it's not even a personal thing, it is a team thing that we're expected to perform at our best level. And in every single game. So then after you shown people what you got, what kind of player you are, obviously they expect you to get better season by season, you know, because obviously, as you say, you go for a kid to a man, and they expect you to your performances to be better every year. So it's really difficult, but I mean, it's part of the sport, and you need to be able to deal with the pressure. You need to be able to deal with the comments. You need to be able to deal with everything. And you know, sometimes you're gonna do it, sometimes you don't. But the important thing is just don't lose the focus. You know, sometimes things are not gonna go your way, but you just gotta keep doing it.
Do you change your thought process in terms of, do you think differently when you're walking out there as an 18-year-old with no stress? Is it different, like, in your mind?
Not really, because, you know, before the games, maybe you think about other things than before. Maybe in the first few games, it's about not making any mistakes and make sure that I don't lose any balls and stuff like that. And then now it's just about things that you got to do proactively, you know? But then once you step into the pitch, I think it's the same. It's the same feeling as the enjoyment, the wanting to play, and I don't think much changes from that.
There's also a dynamic that's happened where you're pushing to break into a spot. Mm-hmm. Now that spot is yours, and someone is now pushing you. How have you found that kind of dynamic shift?
Well, I think it's really important to have someone in competition for your position. Because that's the way to making each other a better player, you know, because sometimes when you don't have that competition, you can relax and you can feel really comfortable, like, oh, I don't really need to train hard and I'm going to play anyway, you know. So that kind of thought process comes naturally. I mean, it's really hard to always, like, be that aware and pushing yourself every single training session. But when you got someone that, you know, is trying to take your spot, that, you know, it changes your mind completely. And you know, because of due to injuries, and you know, Matthew has been injured for a long time, hasn't been able to recover. Jenko went away on loan, so kind of last season I didn't have that pressure, you know, which in a way is also nice, because you know, you can play with more freedom maybe. But you know, now after the injury and changing the system, and you know, I've seen that, you know, I'm not always a starter now, so I know I need to train 100%, and I need to show the boss that I'm the right player to play at the weekend, you know. And sometimes he's going to choose me, sometimes he's going to choose another player. That's up to him. But yeah, I got to make sure that what I do is as much as I can.
What other changes are there about being an established first team player, as the, like, do you now have to be more of a leader? Are there other things that you have to do, set examples for the young guys, etc.?
Well, I think being an example for the young guys is always important, you know, because I came here at 16, so even though I wasn't here from Hayland, they see that I've been someone that has gone through the ranks as well, and it's important to give that, you know, that they see that it's a real dream for them, that they can do it if they work hard. So I think that's really important. So, you know, I always try and do, when I go to the youth team gym and I do some gym with them, or I like do the recoveries. And, you know, because even when I was on the 21s, I used to train with some of them and even play, you know, so I always keep that contact with them. And I think it's really nice, because when I was under 18 and, you know, players used to come to us and talk to us or ask us questions, it's always really nice to see. So, I mean, it's good being an example. And then, you know, obviously you have to be a leader, yeah, especially in, you know, in a dressing room like ours, where there's so many different nationalities, many people that come from different places. And, you know, you got to put everything together. It's important to have leaders in the group. We have players like Pear, like Peter, you know, like Kushoni, that they've played so many games. They got so much experience. But, you know, sometimes it's not just about the games you've played. It's also about the personality. You know, you're either a leader, you know. And I think it's important for you know, the game we play to have a good personality and, you know, set examples and be able to cope with them as well.
I did check your stats today, and you played 108 games, which, I don't know, for me that kind of caught me by surprise. That's tons. And you only just turned 22, really. Mm-hmm, yeah. Do you feel like older than 22, like seriously?
Yeah, I feel older than 22, but I think I felt like that my whole life, you know. I was that kind of kid that, because I think it's maybe because I was just good playing football. I was always chilling with the older guys, you know. I've never really got on with the people my age group in school, always been with older people. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but, you know, I feel really proud of, you know, when I played my 100th game for Arsenal. For me, it was a massive thing. And, you know, to do it at 21, 22 is even bigger, you know. But I think it's all about the experience you get in those many games. I think the more you play and the quicker you do it, you know, you're always going to have more stuff learned early, you know. So you can always, you know, hopefully get to that 28 when it's that the peak physical and mental state of your career, with as many games, so much that you've learned, so much experience, that that's nothing, that something that you cannot buy, you know, something that you cannot train. The experience you get in games, that you cannot get that nowhere else. So, you know, I'm really proud and really, you know, learning in every game and taking it on board all the time.
Does it feel like it's happened really quickly? Do you still think, shit, it feels like yesterday? Or this?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, every season has gone quicker and quicker. And, you know, sometimes you just play so many games and you don't even realise, especially here in England, you know, when it comes Boxing Day or in Christmas, that you play like 3 games in, like, I don't know, in 7 days. And sometimes it's crazy and you don't realise how much you've played in one season and the loading that your body takes and everything. But, you know, you kind of just get used to it, and, you know, for me it's a pleasure to be doing it week in, week out.
Last one. I know you're still young, but in football terms you're still even young. There's plenty more to go. But do you still feel the kind of sense of urgency to get stuff done? Because, you know, the life of a footballer in terms of profession is really short. Do you feel like a mad urgency to accomplish and get better and better and better as fast as possible?
I think in and out the pitch is something really important. I mean, the career of a footballer is one of the shortest ones, you know, and it can also be cut off by things that you cannot control, like injuries and stuff like that, you know. So obviously, the important thing is just to enjoy the moment. You know, no one likes to lose. No one likes to, you know, not be where he wants to be. But, you know, sometimes it's just the things that happen in the dressing room, you know, the nights that in Champions League nights and stuff like that. All that stuff, when you leave it, is something that, you know, you cannot explain. And for us, you know, to just, you know, living all those experiences is really important. And even outside the pitch as well, I think it's really important to get our life together really quick, you know, because you don't know what's going to happen in the future. And, you know, when you finish football, you're only 35, you're still really young, so you obviously you need to plan ahead. But, you know, I want to get, you know, I want to play as many games as I can, win as many things as I can, you know. Then the quicker I can, the better, you know, so then I can do it for the rest of my career, hopefully.
And it's Adams, put through by Bolt! Would you believe it?
Or Charlie George. who can hit them. Oh, a great goal!
It's up for grabs now! Thomas! Right at the end!
On the 24th of July 1966, Martin Keown was born in Oxford. Initially signing for Arsenal in 1984, he then moved to Aston Villa in 1986, but returned to North London in 1993, where he embarked on a decade of success.
Silvino's corner, it came off Keown, and it's in. 2-2. Deep in stoppage time. Chance of a cross here, there's three waiting, and it's Martin Keown again. And Arsenal have won it.
In total, Martin would play 449 times for the Gunners, scoring 8 goals, and he'd finish his Arsenal career on a historical note, becoming an invincible.
I think looking into the stand, you know, and you're seeing the faces of the fans, it doesn't leave you. In your mind's eye, you can still see it. The trophy being handed from player to player, the boss with a big grin on his face.
Jay Ajayi is not only the running back for NFL team the Miami Dolphins, but he's also a massive Arsenal fan. Jay played college football at Boise State before being drafted by the Dolphins in the fifth round of the 2015 NFL Draft. Here he is talking to Arsenal media about his lifelong obsession with the Gunners.
So for a lot of Arsenal fans, they probably won't know too much about the Dolphins. Tell us about, especially this last season, the kind of season you've had.
Yeah, this past year for the Dolphins, it was a great year for us as a team and for me personally. I had a great season. I was able to do, some special things this year with the help of my teammates, and so I'm extremely grateful for that. And as a team, we were able to make the playoffs for the first time in a long time, and, you know, that was a big deal for us. And we've laid kind of the foundation of what it takes to get there. Now it's about, you know, moving forward and getting to that goal of winning the Super Bowl.
An English player in the NFL obviously generated a lot of interest. You got to meet Thierry Henry, I understand. Tell us what it's been like sort of coming to that level of fame and meeting these kind of people.
Yeah, I was able to, you know, meet Thierry, and that was a great experience for me. Just from that point, we were able to build a relationship and a friendship, and, you know, I appreciate that. You know, that's a special thing. And also just from the success that I've been able to have, I've been able to, you know, connect with a lot of great people and be in the room and be able to network with, you know, a lot of important people. And I'm very appreciative of that as well.
So, and have you kept your Arsenal connection strong? I mean, you must have been relieved to be on the East Coast, 5-hour time difference, so you can still maybe catch games?
Yeah, it's not bad, actually, to catch the games on Sunday. It's like Sunday morning, I can get some good games and some other days when y'all have games on. And, you know, I'm always trying to catch an Arsenal game whenever I can. I'm always staying up to date with it. Some guys on our staff and the Dolphins as well follow Premier League, so we're always just chatting about it, and, you know, it's always fun in the facility talking about PL.
It must be nice to have soccer to take your mind off of NFL, because that is very intensive.
Yeah, it's a great thing to have, you know, a release outside of football. You know, every day it's kind of like football grind, and being able to kind of go home and possibly catch a Arsenal game or a Champions League game whenever I can. I'm always enjoying that time to just kind of sit on my couch, relax and watch the game. I love it.
I'm sure you'll probably be quite modest and say you've not made it yet, you've still got to keep that career going, but you must have a new appreciation for, you know, guys at Arsenal who have made it, young players like Hector Bellerin and Alex Iwobi, to get to that level and then stay there.
Yeah, you know, I have a huge respect for those guys. To be young and to be playing at the highest level of the game and to be consistent with it, playing for years and playing at a high level, you know, a tremendous respect to those guys. And that's the level that, you know, I believe I'm you know, at in the NFL, just as a young player, just trying to continue to repeat that success that I've had this season, and, you know, just stay hungry and humble and try to keep a building off of what I'm doing and to create a great career for myself.
Does Arsenal offer you inspiration at times, maybe when you're having a you know, tough couple of weeks or anything like that? Do you ever look to Arsenal or the history, anything like that, for a pickup?
You know, I think the thing about Arsenal that I really enjoy looking at is just the competitiveness of them. You know, even though sometimes it's not looking the best, and you know, we're always striving to be at the top, you know, just the competitiveness. I think that that is something that I draw from, and you know, I'm a competitor myself, and so when I look at those guys, you know, and I see them, you know, chasing that title, it's the same thing that I'm doing in the NFL, and as the Dolphins, that's the same thing we're doing. We're chasing the title, we're chasing the Super Bowl, and so just those two things, similarities, is, you know, kind of what helps to drive and give a little added motivation.
Well, that's full time on this week's show. Our thanks to Jay Ajayi and to Hector Bellerin for their contributions today. Don't forget you can subscribe on iTunes, leaving us a 5-star review. You can find us on Acast these days as well, so you've never got the excuse to miss another episode. We're back on Monday the 7th of August with our season preview. How quickly a new season is coming around, but until then, it's bye for now. And come on, you Gunners.
The Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.